Hope had been working in the fire tower every day for fire watch, from early morning until evening. She was staying at the new animal refuge, which was still under construction. Jimmy Appleby and Elsie were in Churchill, working with Nanook, and she hoped they'd have an update for her soon. Maggie the blind wolf was getting much bigger, and Hope could tell she was anxious to see Jimmy again. Every morning before climbing the tower, Hope would walk down to the Lost Lagoon with Maggie to visit the creatures. She didn't talk to them quite like Jimmy did, but she still made sure all the creatures were safe. Burpee and Farty would always give their signature burp and fart, followed by a big excuse me, or at least that's what Hope thought they were saying. Chadwick gave his usual glunk glunk good morning, and Lucy and Ringo would flap their huge wings and let out a honk or two. Maqua, the big black bear, would stand up, stretch with a huge yawn, sort of wave her big paw, and then go about her business. Today, Ernie the beekeeper was dropping by to set up a few more beehives behind the lagoon. He also volunteered to help Hope's uncle build some of the new shelters for wounded and abandoned animals. Hope's uncle had come all the way from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and would stay for a few weeks at a time. He often spoke Japanese to some of the other workers, then laughed and switched back to English. Everybody, and by that, I mean everybody, from the nearby towns came to help at the habitat. Ernie's truck rolled in around 6 a.m., and he managed to grab a quick breakfast as the crew from Tim Hortons brought fresh muffins and coffee. Today they were raising the roof for the new amphitheater, a place where children and adults could learn about animal behavior and hear talks from experts like Ernie, Nanook, and others. Hope offered to help Ernie lift the beehives off the truck and onto Jimmy's small trailer, which was hitched to his old ride-on tractor. It would make it easier for Ernie to haul the hives over to the far side of the lagoon. By the time they were finished, it was about time for Hope to climb the fire tower and keep watch for smoke or any signs of danger.